epidural, how do you feel about that? I mean, that's...
Well, I wanted and I wasn't allowed to have it.
Yeah, but like, you were courageous enough to have it. Have you ever heard any, you know, sort of, is there any sort of myth
about that? Otherwise, yeah, that you'll be left paralysed.
And did you hear that?
I did.
Did you believe it?
No, not really. But yeah. It would get you thinking, like.
It would, but where's that come from?
I suppose the fact that you're all numb from your waist down, aren't you? Mm. I suppose people pick up on the fact that, oh God, I can't move my legs now for so many hours.
Yeah.
But maybe this is the odd case. Somebody not being able to move, say, for 24 hours or 2 days.
So, like, do you think that this, people are scared of it?
The younger generation today would be scared.
Yeah.
They would be. And did you ever have one of these?
No, I never had an epidural.
But how would you feel about it now if you were to be pregnant?
I love it. I don't know. My sister, our 8, Noreen, she was very bad after an epidural in her 8.
Yeah.
I mean, she was in the bed for 3 weeks after one, you know. So that kind of...
Was it because of this epidural that she was sick, or was it... Would she be sick anyway?
I think she got one and she went into labour too soon.
Yeah.
So they're putting another one in. And I said, that was 2 weeks she had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She was fairly sick, but she wouldn't kind of have another one.
And she'd be scared of it.
She would put one in.
Yeah.
I love the gas now.
So what's the general opinion about it? Because, I mean, like, you do hear lots of stories about it.
There are an awful lot of stories, all right. I mean, there's one girl in front of me, and she never had any more children after the one that she had, and that child was 13.
Yeah.
I mean, that girl is going around with a walk and stick, you know.
And is it because of the epidural?
She was left after the epidural, but she was never right after it.